Welcome to Unfiltered and Unstoppable with Rob Rumsberg, Real Strategies for Real Advisors, a podcast that dives into what it takes to scale a thriving financial practice. Each week, we'll discuss actionable strategies, tools, and insights to keep you ahead in today's financial landscape. From innovative products and powerful marketing tactics, you'll get unfiltered truth and unstoppable strategies. Let's get started by building your unstoppable financial practice today.
All right. Welcome back to Unfiltered and Unstoppable. I am your host, Rob Rumsberg. This is the show where we break down real strategies for real advisors, and definitely want to be as unfiltered as possible. Today, we are going to be digging into one of the biggest missed opportunities in our industry for financial advisors. Your personal brand, because quite frankly, if your brand doesn't speak clearly and emotionally, you are definitely invisible. And we are going to be going through some things today to be able to fix that today. Joining me today is Carlin Hosking, who is the VP of Lucon Media, and she quite frankly is a total pro when it comes to helping out advisors stand out, specifically online. And, you know, just kind of a quick tease overall, what we're going to be going through is positioning, taking a look at some storytelling, some content tips, and, you know, how to finally stop sounding like every other advisor out there. Obviously, if you haven't subscribed yet, please do. We're out everywhere on all of the socials, the Facebooks, the LinkedIns, the Spotify's, the Apple's, all of that. So let's get into it. So Carlin, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so pumped to have you.
I'm excited to be here. And Rob, the first thing I have to say, for the years I've known you, having your podcast be, you know, your the title that you have here, you being unstoppable, but also unfiltered. I think unfiltered is one thing that describes you pretty well.
Yeah. That name might have been picked for me by the one and only Nikki Foley, so I think it was a pretty easy pick for her, and I loved it. Obviously,
it's very, I love it. I mean that in the best way.
No, that doesn't hurt my feelings at all. Obviously, you've known me long enough that it's not going to.
Yeah.
So Carlin, for those that haven't met you, haven't had the opportunity to chat with you, just give us a quick version of what Lucon Media is, what you do at Lucon Media, and who you typically help overall.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of have an untraditional kind of path into the marketing side, to be honest. So let's go unfiltered right away. Come from the compliance side, as crazy as that is. Rob's favorite words. but that's the kind of really cool and exciting thing about Gradient itself. But so I have been with Gradient, the family, for over 10 years. So coming on 10 and a half years itself. So that does not meet Rob at 20 years. but I'm catching there and there. But 20 years I've been at Gradient. But before that, I was with a broker dealer. Okay. So I actually come from a compliance background side. And so that's really usually the total opposite of marketing. We obviously, compliance works with the marketing side, but usually we are using different sides of the brains. Right. So I've been on the marketing side for over 6 years now, and it was a really exciting shift on it, but it was a learning curve too. But the thing where my experience has come into play is because of my compliance background and just my industry background, I work with financial advisors. So the advisors that have their own independent brand, and I can understand their business model from where they're at on a compliance side, a structure side, what their target audience is. And so I can understand the business. And then I work with my team, because I can't do it alone, of the ones that actually are able to create and bring the brand to life. So I'm never going to say, like, let me design something for you. You don't want me to, but I can help you understand your business. And then I surround myself with my amazing designers and teams that execute that vision. So it works really well with my experience, but also then partnering with people around me that really elevate me to be successful, but also make the advisor successful. So that's kind of my background. And so our team here at Lucon is, that's what we do, is we want to understand the advisors that you guys work with, the financial services professionals, understand their brand, where they're at today, where is their goals, where do we meet them, and how do we bring their brand to life? And so we go from all sides of the marketing side. It can be from new to the business and you don't even know where your logo starts, to you've been in the business for 20 years. How do I make sure that I'm retaining clients, finding more clients' referrals, and being still marketing in my area? So we go anywhere from day one to 20 years to 30 years to 40 years in the industry. And we do video, we do social media, we do your brand and website. So really no areas that we don't touch side of it. So that's our team here at Luce on what we do.
I love it. What a wonderful summary. That's exactly right on the money there. So I've seen you and your team really be able to dive right in with the advisor. You said it perfectly, where they are at. Let's say I'm someone that is looking to do a complete rebrand, and I've been in the industry for over 15 years and I've got over 100 million assets under management. But with that rebrand, I want to be sensitive to everything I've built previously. And I've seen you and your team come in and just knock it out of the park, knock the cover off the ball, from everything, from the logo to the billboard and to the signs outside the office and all of that. So definitely a wonderful asset to have on board here at Gradient. So we really appreciate you and your team for sure. Let's go ahead and dive right in here. So we are already more than halfway through 2025. And we both know that personal branding isn't just about looking polished anymore. What do you think, or why do you think it's become so critical for a financial advisor in particular to have a real brand right now in 2025?
That's a great question, Rob. For me, truly, when from any type of marketing, but really in the financial service industry, the internet, I mean, the word that everybody's throwing out there, right, is AI, right? So many people are using AI. How do you use different financial services, but you're using yourself, self-finding your financial advisor, or just self-investing? That's becoming more easy for consumers to access, right? Because there's so much out there on the internet. The problem is there's so much out there on the internet. So how do you make sure that to define your story, your brand, so you guys stand out?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Really, when it comes to money, as maybe it's old school for me too, but I mean, when people are investing or it's their retirement and their legacy, they want to trust the person that is handling their money. So that's why I think it's more important more than ever today is who you are, what's your story, and how are you telling that story? Because consumers now are emotionally driving to something. So you want to pull that emotion out of somebody of why do they want to work with you? How are they relating to you? And build that relationship from that form of marketing in your brand. And that's why I think it's important that it's standing out in that sense, because people, they want to know who they're working with. They want to trust that person. And it all comes down to the relationship. And how do you tell that relationship is through your brand. So I think that's the biggest thing is there's so much out there and you need to separate yourself from that noise. But also in order to do that with this today's form of marketing, it's your personality, it's your relation, it's how you come across of your company, because that's what people want to work with, is they want to trust that person, not as much trust maybe the product.
Mm-hmm. So you just said something. So there's so much out there. So standing out in a saturated market. So let's call it like it is, unfiltered, right? So we see a lot of websites and a lot of bios and things like that that all sound just alike. You know, I'm a holistic advisor. I am not a one size fits all. I put together specific plans for my clients, and you know that they are all now fiduciaries. I am a fiduciary. So why do you think right now more than ever, like I could go through 10 websites and I would think they would have almost the same exact bio. Why is that all of a sudden?
I think it's one, it's when you use AI, and AI is a powerful tool and we use it. And I'm not saying anything negative about AI because it is powerful and it's something that everybody should use. But if you're typing in Google or AI or ChatGPT and you're saying, put keywords for my bio, it's going to generate similar stuff, right? Because it's what people are searching for on the internet. So it's getting the information, but then you still need to tailor it to you.
Sure.
And so the one thing that I, again, we're going to use the word unfiltered here, to be truly unfiltered, when I talk to a lot of advisors and I ask them, who's your target audience? Everybody's like, we work with pre-retirees.
Right.
Okay, well, what is separating you with those pre-retirees? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I hear from advisors too of, I'm different, I'm unique. But then if we ask the question, it all goes back to, I work with pre-retirees.
Yeah.
But how do we dive deeper into the specific pre-retirees? Now, if you're out in, let's say we're in Minnesota, we're close to Wisconsin. So let's say you do work with a lot of farmers. Well, you still might work with pre-retirees, but your target audience that you're still marketing to, we can tailor that story that's going to hit home to them. Mm-hmm. So we need to define into that level, because if we're so high level, we're not really reaching to that end consumer side of it. So that's where we want to dive more into that specific brand.
So with all of that, like if I were sitting here and I'm thinking, I'm not sure I'm different, or how do I know I'm different, or how do I make sure that the folks in my area know that I'm different? So that's exactly where you would start, right? Like, who are you and why are you in the business? And, you know, in that regard, if someone were to hear your story or your positioning statement, what do you think, Carlin? What makes a strong positioning statement? Or have you seen any examples recently? You're like, yeah, man, I love that.
Yeah, we definitely. So kind of use some of it and sneak people, use it some of it towards the end itself. But one of the things that it's truly key is that you have to understand who your target audience is. Mm-hmm. And so for that one itself, sometimes it's a hard question. So that's where our team does phenomenal at asking the question in different ways. And it is a conversation, because when we can have a 30-minute conversation, and if we ask different questions, you might not even realize the information you're giving to us that we can help then define that audience on it. So a lot of that time is it's taking the time that we can ask the questions, so that very much like our advisors do fact and feeling finding, yeah, that's what we need to do. So very same side of it is you might have 10 questions. Yes, that's your fact and feeling finding of how do you understand your client? Same thing on our side is we're going to ask these questions, and your first answer might be like, well, I don't know that answer. Well, let's ask it in a different way, because maybe if we ask it in a different way, because it's understandable, is if you're not into the marketing world, sometimes our questions are, you're like, I don't know what that means. So we'll ask it in a different way. So it's truly having that fact and feeling type of conversation of us to understand your business and ask questions in different ways. And then when we hear something, it might trigger another question. So yeah, let's dive deeper into that one. And so one of our advisors, she gave us a ton of great information. So not everybody's going to come to us with great information, but she truly understood, here's my target audience. Here's the areas here's the problems that I'm trying to solve, and here's how I'm solving the problems. Like, those are the things that we need to define. And so when she had her target audience, we know, and she knew that her target audience was 40 plus female business owners. Well, our marketing is going to shift, right?
100%.
So us knowing that versus her saying, I work with business owners. Mm-hmm. But if we know she works with 40 plus business owners, that's actually a little bit younger than a lot of our advisors work with. Yeah. They're usually working with 50 to 60. So now our marketing is going to shift for her.
Yeah.
So there's different ways when we can really define those target audiences, really help us navigate that.
But let's say this, but you know what? I don't turn anyone away. I can help everyone. Like, how does that relate to my brand?
And that's a good question. But just like you, Rob, is when you're working with financial advisors and financial services professionals, you could probably look at your main people that you work with, mm-hmm, and they're probably all very similar. There, yes, might be a few outliers, right?
Yeah.
But there's something in common, because right, usually it's connecting to a personality and then they're referring friends. So yeah, I think it's still taking time to look at, okay, who are my clients today? What similarities do they have? Because they probably all have some similarities. Maybe it's not their industry they work in, but it's something that aligns, right? So there's some of it that is just kind of taking a step back on that, because a lot of the times the people you work with, they're all the same in some way, right? Because you're in the same community, or there's still something gravitated to you as the financial services professional. So let's find what that is.
I just had a conversation with one of my advisors today that had a discovery meeting, the first meeting. And throughout that discovery meeting, there were several opportunities that were pointed out to where the prospect saw immediate opportunities to take advantage of. And that night, that advisor had already gotten a phone call from this individual prospect. And she said, you know what, I'm sending you my best friend because of everything that you've shown me today. And that's exactly what you're saying right there. So yes, we want to make sure as an advisor, you are helping everyone that you can help. However, with that being said, the clearer you are with your brand and your focus, the easier the prospecting becomes. And so that's a great opportunity to transition to what I call the three C's of branding. Those three C's are clarity, consistency, and connection. So let's talk a little bit on clarity here. So clarity would be if people are confused about what you do or who you serve, they won't engage. And that's exactly what we're talking about, right?
Exactly.
And so if I'm looking at your website and I'm just not sure, or if I've received your seminar mailer and I'm an overall holistic planner, and at the same time, it just looks like on the mailer itself, you've got six different bullet points, and those six different bullet points are all over the place, more than likely, I'm not going to attend that seminar. And not only that, but in regard to the branding aspect of it, if it's all consistent, so that's the second bullet point, and you're as opposed to your brand feeling different every time someone sees you or sees your website or whatever the case may be, you could possibly lose some trust there. And that, first of all, that's the most expensive thing in our business outside of time is trust. So the minute you lose trust, it's very difficult to build that back up. That's why your brand needs to be consistent. So we've talked about the clarity of your brand, the consistency of your brand. Then finally, what I believe to be the most important part is the connection of your brand. Because now with all that being said, I'm going to talk out of the other side of my mouth here. And people don't hire brands, right? They hire people they relate to. So if they can start to relate from your website and relate from your seminar mailer, they're more likely to set that first appointment. And 100%. Yeah, and you know, the thing that I always say is that clarity gets you noticed, consistency builds trust, and connection is what gets someone to actually reach out. And that's why we have Luson, right? To help us with all of those things. So with your experience, Carlin, what have you seen out of those, which do you believe the advisor struggles with the most in your opinion?
That's a great question. And I see all of them at different levels, right? Because if somebody's just into the business, I'm probably going to say clear. Sure. They're not as clear because they don't really probably know the message. And they're just like, how do I get this content out there quickly? So I would say when we really dive into your brand, it's going to be different. Mm-hmm. Because somebody, it might be the clarity because they don't have that yet. And they're still getting into the business. The consistency part is also one of, and that's kind of, I would say kind of probably would probably be the top if I really had to pick the three. And the way I say consistency is because over time, what happens is you start with your website and then you add Facebook and then you add YouTube and then you add seminars. Seminars would actually be before those. So Swap that order. But like we're adding on, right? And so it's really making sure that when you're adding on things, it's all starting from one scope, like your overall brand. And so sometimes what ends up happening is you add on something. And so maybe somebody that doesn't know your overall brand, because maybe they're helping, they're creating some imagery, but it's not actually all tying back to your brand. And so that's just over time because you don't do it all at once, right? Day one, you're not like, okay, here's my website, here's a book, here's my podcast, here's my social media pages. You're adding on. So when you are adding on, you want to look at the overall scope of your marketing. So if we're doing a book, when we're doing a book, okay, is that book also mirroring what your brand is? Is that also telling the clear vision and mission statement and what your target audience is? So we want to add on there. So from the consistency side, I would say that one is probably over time is that people add on, but we're not looking at what do I have all together? How is it all buying together? Are we all seeing the same message across all of the platforms versus, oh, this is a new platform, we're going to change the messaging for this to go to a different target audience? We still want to be consistent. So that's probably one I would say if we were looking at picking one of the three would be the one that would be the one I'd probably say the most. But also depending on where you're in the business, because if somebody's really new to the business, they might not know their target audience that clear yet because they're still trying to figure it out, right? So right. Then we want to circle back to it from time to time to make sure we're refining it as we're growing our business, the more you're starting to understand that.
So if I were listening to this right now and I wanted to make sure that my brand is actually impactful and I want to have a gut check, how could I do that? Like, what's the best way to almost have an internal audit, if you will, on my brand?
Absolutely. So I don't know if you've talked about it yet or if you will in the future, but you probably already have or will be for sure. But the one thing here at our gradient office that we do really, really well is it's not just loose on Rob, I'm working with you. It is our whole family here of companies working together. So we have our tactical coaching team, a team of experts. And so they understand your business. Where are you at in your business today? And so we have business health assessments, and those allow us to see, do we need area focus of sales, operation, leadership, or marketing? So here then at Gradient, we're seeing if marketing is a huge focus, and we can see that from that assessment. Okay, let's bring in Luson. But also, if you know from your side of Luson is where I need to focus on, we have a brand assessment in the same tactical coaching app. So our tactical coaching team, we're all working together. So we're all in the sense of one of the tactical coaching teams might reach out to me and say, hey, I'm working with this office today. I see they have the brand assessment. Have you already jumped on that? We're holding each other accountable. So that brand assessment is where we allow us to dive deep into understanding maybe what you're doing here at Luson today. What are you doing outside of Luson? But then from there, once that's completed, we have a call with you. And so before the call even, we do an audit. So I'm going out there, our team's going out there, we're doing a little stalking. We're looking out there, we're seeing what, do you have social medias? Do you have Facebook pages? Where's your website? What are you doing? And if we're finding inconsistencies there, we're bringing those up on those calls.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we're also diving into what is your mission statement? What is your target audience? If your target audience is very different what we have on your brand, let's make sure to define that target audience. And then how are we pushing that on all of your marketing and adding it onto your marketing moving forward? So our team also here, our team of our designers itself, they've put together an overall brand guidelines and things like that too. And so if you don't have one and you work with us, we're looking at like, how do we put that together? And all of us on our team, if we're our video team's doing a project, our social media team's doing a project, we're all looking at the same piece from the questions that you answered. So we really have working and partnered with you guys on our sales side, our tactical coaching team. How are we all working together? Not just working together from a marketing side, and then our new business team is doing something different. It's really allowed us to really understand your business from the overall scope. So first steps, we definitely are jumping in that tactical coaching app and taking the brand assessment. And then from there, we want to dive into that fact and feeling finding. And some advisors, we'd honestly will look at them and be like, you have a great story. How do we help elevate it?
Sure.
And some of them might be like, you know, you've built a great successful business. Here's how we're going to refine it to really tell that marketing for you.
Let's touch on social media a little bit here. Another Luson media plug is that you can help an advisor be on every social media platform if we wanted to. But let's say I'm not taking advantage of Luson. What would you, first of all, say, how do you help an advisor figure out where they should be showing up? How do you help that? Same process or?
Same process, because I had a call with an advisor and they were really wanting to dive into the digital side. But when we did the brand assessment and dove deep into their brand, first we needed to have a good presence on the internet for a good website. So if somebody is finding you, let's say on Facebook, but then they're going to go search you to find your business website, if we don't have a solid business website to show your presence, that they can learn about you, what services you're offering, how are you helping those services, they're probably going to continue searching, right? So we are going to dive into that side of it first, because if you have a solid marketing, and we know that then if you're diving into the digital or social media side, and if people are searching you, that then we can give them good call to actions okay, how are we building that social media side? So yeah, we would do the same exact step because we want to make sure that you're not spending thousands and thousands of dollars on social media if you don't have the call to actions that are going to help generate the leads. So we need to always have the base there and then add on there. So we'd always start with that business assessment.
Okay. That's very helpful. So I've got my social media established. I've got my website established. The best way to move on from there is obviously some sort of emotional storytelling, right?
100%.
Because numbers don't sell, stories do. Why do you, in your opinion, with your experience, why do you think storytelling is such a powerful part of branding specifically?
It's the way that consumers are gravitating to anything. They want to feel a part of the brand and they want to feel some emotional connection to it. Mm-hmm. And storytelling is so impactful because a lot of financial advisors that I've talked with, they have such a powerful story of why they got into the business. And usually it's sometimes it's emotional, right? It's either it's because their family was in the industry or they helped somebody or they helped somebody or saw somebody go through financial struggles. So when I know the person that I'm going to work with, that they care about me as the consumer, that's a huge part of why I would want to work with somebody. Mm-hmm. If they are going to take care of me, they're going to take care of my family, my legacy, like I want to work with that person. So how do you do that is you need to share that emotional side of your story, why you got into the industry, because almost everybody I know has a really good story why they got into the industry. And sometimes people I hear of like, well, there's not a really good story. But I mean, it might be the why of you got into it, though, might be a best friend, right? Your best friend you might have seen go through something. So it might not have happened to you, but you saw somebody you love go through that. And that's why you got into the industry. So sometimes it doesn't have to be your story, but it's your why you got into the industry. So that's what people are going to really draw that emotion, because people then connect to that and be like, I know somebody that went through that, or I know somebody that did that. And that's how you start building that connection of people see or hear the stories and then they relate it back to themselves.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, the advisors that I've worked with over the years are already sitting on gold. So client stories, like you've already said, emails that they've received from clients that have been so pleased with the service over the years, client appreciation events, things like that. How do you, as an advisor, start using that as useful content?
Absolutely. One, for using it useful content, one, it's on your website. So when you're telling your story, it's also being okay with being like, okay, I can be a little bit vulnerable. I don't have to be so suited up in business and give a really like educational answer. Like it's okay to really dive into your story. And so having that on your website is a great tool because people are going to go out there. You can use those in your seminars before too, because if you have that playing before your seminar, the people in that room are going to get to know you before you even walk up there. So you want to start in those small steps in your office. When people are sitting down in your office and a video is playing, they're getting to know you. They're getting to know your team around you. And then on social, there's ways that then we can take that and you can put it in small snippets. And so then you're telling your story in different small snippets as well. So then on social, that's how you can jump on there as well. And then now a lot of unfiltered, we're going to go right back to it. A lot of social media that you're going to see right now is not always having to be in a studio and highly professionally done, right? People want to connect with the person on screen. So it's okay to jump in on your phone and then tell a quick success story or how you did something helpful in your community and have a relatable story. And that's the thing that I see people shy away from is they're like, it has to be exactly perfect. People don't want to see perfection. They want to relate to the person. So it's okay to jump on your phone and just say, our team just went out and we just did a community event. And I just want to share how touching that was to us. Those things are going to relate to your community and relate to your marketing.
I've got a kind of a story that kind of relates, but doesn't. So I recently went to go look at some land.
Oh, I think Rob froze for a second.
Uh-oh. Am I back yet?
All right, you're back.
Okay. Well, so I have a unique story. Kind of relates. So last weekend, I went out with one of my land guys to take a look at some land. And the land is currently has a soybean, and the farmer didn't want us taking a side-by-side or an ATV out there. And so we took these electric bicycles. And so we're going all across this farm with electric bicycles. And all of a sudden, I turn behind me, and the land guy has his cell phone out. Now, keep in mind, this guy is, in my opinion, if he was not a land guy, he'd be a farmer. And my man's got his cell phone out recording me on this electric bike, and he's going through what he's doing on that day and the importance of what he's been doing that day with me on this electric bike to be able to take a look at the land. And then he comes up next to me, he goes, "What do you think?" And I mean, it was just, maybe he had it planned, I don't know, but it was just right on the money. And I took a look at his social the other day, and it had all kinds of hits on it. And I just thought that was a really cool, you know, thing that I had never seen before, especially in that industry. But the thing is, like you said, it doesn't have to be perfect, right? Like, I mean, we're in the middle of a soybean field with a cell phone, and it worked. It was a really cool thing that he thought up there on the fly. I can't believe it. It's almost time to wrap up already. Let's land this plane, Carlin. So if an advisor is listening right now and wants to improve their brand, what's the one thing they could do this week to start seeing a difference?
The one thing I really think to start seeing a difference is taking even having a piece of paper next to you and start even tracking the things that you're doing. Because I think sometimes people lose track that what they're actually putting out there. So sometimes you're getting in such a repetition of like, okay, we're going to send this. But then if we even look back after 1 week and be like, okay, we sent out 10 things this week, all 10 of those had a different message. Then we kind of circle back of like, what was our goal here? So I think like this week, like that's what somebody could take away right now. Because sometimes people think they're doing like too much marketing. And then you look back and you're like, oh, I did 3 things. Then you're like, what, maybe I'm not doing as much.
Right.
And that's sometimes because the people that you work with every day, they're so busy. They're busy. And so I think sometimes you lose track because when you are so busy, you think that maybe you're doing too much. But then when you really take, and it only has to be 2 seconds, and it's just a piece of paper, you're like, okay, I'm just going to track for a week. Like, what am I doing? Because then you might reflect back and be like, I'm not doing enough. Because then that's where Lucen, we can work with you, is that we don't want to put more work on you. Like, how do we take the heavy lifting off of you? Or if you are doing a ton of marketing, is that messaging consistent? Because like you said earlier, Rob, is you have to be clear and consistent. And if we're not consistent, but you're going on Facebook, but then you also sent out a seminar mailer, and then you're also doing YouTube, but they're all telling different things, but the same person is getting that message across all different platforms, we might be confusing the consumer. So that would be my first step of like, what are we actually doing today? Because that's really going to help us dive deeper than to like, how can we help you? But that would be my first recommendation.
I love it. That's great. Carlin, I just really appreciate you and your wealth of knowledge and your team. Thank you so much for joining me today. And for those of you that are listening in or watching via YouTube, be sure to subscribe to any of our socials. Next week topic specifically is going to be a really good one as well. It's going to be all about the top financial technology tools to upgrade your practice here in 2025. And so for those of you that are looking help to bring your brand to life, you know where to find me and the ACE team. It's Apple, Spotify, YouTube. LinkedIn is actually a great source to follow myself and my team. That's where you'll find the most content from us, actually. But once again, Carlin, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm excited to be here. And I'll have to say, I know everything that we're working on here from the technology side, so you definitely don't want to miss that one.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, Carlin. Yep. Talk to you later.